Our Father, we are grateful today for the Lord Jesus Christ, for the privilege of being able to pray together another day, for the opportunity of looking into the Word of God once again. We ask that Thou wilt open the Word, help us to understand it, and grant, dear Lord, there will be application of truth to our individual lives. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you today, will you open them, please, to the 9th chapter of the book of the Revelation, about which we have been thinking for quite some time now. The 9th chapter of the book of the Revelation, you will remember, is a record of the sounding of the 7 trumpets which the 7 angels were to sound when the 7th seal of the 7 sealed book was opened. When each angel sounded a trumpet, then something happened on the earth related to the judgment of God. We read with you some days ago, and we want to reread with you today, the first few verses of the 9th chapter of the book of the Revelation. The 5th angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key to the bottomless pit. By way of review, you will understand that the star here is representative of an angel. An angel descended from heaven to the earth, and to him was given the key to the bottomless pit. We have spent a great deal of time discussing with you the bottomless pit. We're not going to review everything that we said, but we did learn that in the bottomless pit was a prison place for fallen angels. And we learned from the Epistle of Jude that those angels were incarcerated there in the bottomless pit for a certain time, for a specific purpose. That is, they were going to be imprisoned there until such a time as they were released. That is interesting in the light of what we read here in Revelation chapter 9, verse 2, where we read, "And he, the angel, opened the bottomless pit, and there arose smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them, that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle, and on their heads were, as it were, crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men. And they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions. And they had breastplates, as it were, breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of the chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. They had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. One woe is past, and behold, there come 2 more woes hereafter." The sounding of the 5th trumpet resulted in a release of a host of unusual beings upon the earth who were to cause the people on the earth to suffer trouble as no other people had ever suffered or will ever suffer. Keep in mind, this is in the future. By God's redeeming grace, those of us who have received the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior will be released from these individuals who have been kept in chains under darkness in everlasting pits of gloom. For I believe that when the angel of verse 1 of chapter 9 descends from heaven, and in verse 2 opens the bottomless pit, and there arises a great column of smoke out of the heart of the earth as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun of the and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit, and borne on this great column of smoke there came out locusts. I believe these were they reserved for this day of judgment. Because if you listen as we read the passage of Scripture today, you will notice that these were not ordinary locusts. They were not ordinary locusts because in verse 4 they were commanded not to do the thing that ordinary locusts do. Ordinary locusts usually feed upon the green things of the earth, the grass and the trees. But in verse 4, these were told not to bother such things. They are not that important. Instead, they were to persecute all the people who were on the earth, with one exception. And that exception is found in the last part of verse 4. Those who had the seal of God in their foreheads. We've already met these people, the 144,000 Jews who were set apart for the spatial evangelization of the world. These locusts were not to hurt them, but these locust-like demons, not bothering them, could and did bother anybody who did not have the seal of God in their foreheads. They could torment them with a scorpion-like sting that would not kill, according to verse 5, but would want to, would make men want to die, would cause men to beg to die. But these men, suffering from this scorpion-like sting, would not be able to die. They would suffer at the hands of these grotesque demons for a period of 5 months. I'm not going to attempt at this time to explain the significance of the appearance of these locust-like creatures, because actually, I have no explanation for their appearance. Oh, I know what others have said, and I've read carefully the suggestions which have been made by multitudes of other people, but I personally have no satisfactory explanation for the appearance of these demons. But if demons could inhabit human beings and cause human beings to tear clothes from their bodies and pull hair out by the roots and to run wild through the cemeteries of the earth, if demons could inhabit pigs and cause those pigs to run en masse over a cliff and bury themselves in the lake, then there is no reason in the world, as far as I am concerned, why these demons could not inhabit the bodies of locusts as they are turned loose from the bottomless pit and torment the people of the earth as they have never been tormented for a period of 5 months. Surely this is the reason why the angel flying through the heavens said, "Woe, woe, woe on the earth, by reason of the three angels that are yet to sound." When the fifth angel sounded his trumpet, this demon-like army came on the earth for purposes of torment. And we believe that that torment is so horrible that it would behoove all men to be thankful that they will not be on the earth when it occurs. For even though during most of this discussion I have been speaking of these things as happening in the past tense, we remind you once again that we are describing a period of time that is yet to come upon the earth. Personally, I am glad that I know the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. though many of us may differ on some details, as we study the Word of God together, there is something that we know is absolutely true. The judgment of God is coming, and there is only one way to escape the judgment of God. That is through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we ask you today, do you know Him as your Savior? Are you sure you'll escape the horrible judgment which we have just described? I certainly hope you will.